Taking a look at stories we're following for you today here on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny and breezy day today, with temperatures around 70 to 75. Tomorrow, periods of sun and clouds, mid-60s. On Thursday, partly sunny, mid-60s. And on Friday, sunny, 65 to 70. So it looks like we have a pretty nice week in front of us this week for weather. In a story in this morning's Republican American, Dr. Howie Mortman, passionate about the prospect of labor and delivery unit at the Sherrod Hospital being closed and the potential consequences that he's losing sleep. The obstetrician gynecologist, one of the presenters at a community roundtable discussing the issue last Friday, who at times got so emotional he couldn't speak. New Vance Health and its transformational plan is proposing to shutter the unit, citing the low number of births and financial drain on the whole operation. Company officials have said the move is being made to ensure the future survival of the small community hospital. But there was a lot of difference of opinion at this community forum. Mortman said he worries about the short amount of training physicians will be given to deal with emergency situations when regarding maternity, declaring, quote, moms will die, babies will die. I wouldn't want my family members who are pregnant to be here. That's why I'm not sleeping. This is mind-blowing to me. We're not talking clinical common sense, end quote. Mortman spoke about the distances that mothers in labor or risky situations will have to travel if there's no local maternity unit, also noting the number of births have risen over the past few years. Internist Dr. David Kirsch, a 41-year member of the medical community, also spoke. He focused on New Vance's plan to combine the two inpatient units into one progressive care unit, saying many of the intensive care staff have already left because of the hospital's future plans. He spoke of meetings with the leadership committee at which concerns were raised, but officials would not relent. The medical staff has voted 25-1 against the two plans. Both he and Mortman have encouraged to have the OHS rule against a request to close the maternity wing at Wyndham Hospital in the eastern part of the state. Nick Moore of Save Sherrod Hospital, a grassroots effort to keep the maternity wing open, gave a bit of history and said that New Vance, when purchasing the hospital, assured the community they would not make changes for 5 years. Well, 2.5 years later, they said they're seeking closure. The group has done extensive research and will counter claims that New Vance will put forth at the hearing. All three urged that the public provide testimony either before or at the hearing by going to its website. A rally planned for October 16th on the Sharontown Green. It's incumbent the community will show support, according to Kirsch. We'll have more on the next community forum coming up in just a few moments. In New York, COVID cases are up 8%. Some counties outside New York face worst outbreak. New York's weekly tally of COVID-19 cases ticked up about 8% last week as many counties outside New York City faced higher coronavirus risk levels and spikes in other viral infections among children nationally prompted the public health alerts. New York reported over 34,000 COVID-19 cases in the week ending on Sunday. Some counties across the Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, Southern Tier, and Hudson Valley have now faced double-digit increases in COVID-19 cases last week as people spent more time gathered indoors where viruses spread more easily. For example, Orange and Monroe counties faced weekly case spikes of 31 and 24% respectively. Out of Massachusetts, the former head accused of fueling toxic workplaces has netted $150,000 in retirement benefits. Out of Otis, Massachusetts, the former head of the Farmington River Regional School District is accused of fueling a toxic school atmosphere, will receive his full annual salary plus a payout for benefits as part of a separation agreement. The former superintendent, Principal Thomas Nolnik, will be paid over $103,000 in biweekly gross payments through June 30, 2023, what would be the end of his working contract for the school year, and the date his contract is renewed each year. The payout for unused sick leave came to over $15,000 for vacation time, almost $30,000. The total comes to $148,950.73. The agreement between the district school committee and the former principal who resigned effective September 1st also indemnifies him from any legal action related to his official duties while employed there. He cannot sue the district, nor can he or the district disparage one another, according to the agreement, which the Berkshire Eagle obtained through a public request. The full story is in the Berkshire Eagle. Taking a look at some meetings and events coming up this week, the Sharon Board of Selectmen are meeting tonight at 5:30. In Salisbury, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meeting has been canceled for tonight. At 5 o'clock, the Salisbury Republican Town Committee is meeting, though. North Canaan tonight, coming up at 7 o'clock, will be the ZBA regular meeting. Now, in Falls Village, the town meeting will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Volunteer Fire Department on Route 7 South. And one of the main reasons for that meeting is to ratify expenditures previously made by the Canaan Board of Education by appropriating over $20,000 from the Lee H. Kellogg Capital Improvement Fund. Also to approve a total of $32,000 to play Planometrics for assistance in the plan of conservation and development, as well as an additional $5,000 for additional expenses such as mailing, publications, and more, totaling $37,000. In Cornwall, coming up tonight, the Economic Development Commission has their meeting. That is via Zoom. In Dover, the Trails Committee is meeting tonight. That begins at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, Region 1 ABC Committee has a meeting via Zoom. Upcoming Sharon Hospital Community Roundtables coming up on Thursday at 4 p.m. That'll be held at the Scoville Memorial Library, Wardell Community Room in Salisbury. And one comes up on Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. That'll be in Millerton, New York. The Amenia Wastewater Committee is holding a community forum to discuss the 2022 Amenia Hamlet Sewer Feasibility Study. They want to present the report to as many people as possible and get everybody's input. Forum dates, times, and locations: Saturday, October 1st, 10 a.m. at the Town Hall, Wednesday, October 12th, 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, and Tuesday, October 18th, 7 p.m. virtual via Zoom. More information on that can be found at the website on how you join that Zoom meeting. The Rojan Library is offering a program aligning your money with your values as part of a two-part system of Climate Solutions Week. The Roloff Jansen Community Library is hosting Michael Richardson from the Rivers and Mountains Green Faith Circle, who will present a free workshop on how individuals can move their personal finances away from funding fossil fuel extraction, production, and distribution, and instead see their deposits, premiums, and investments used to fund local businesses and farms. The next meeting that is coming up at the Rojan Library is Saturday, October 1st at 2 p.m. The Kent Historical Society is featuring an exhibit and a lecture series on New England photographs by Amy Phillips, who is one of the most famous to travel to Kent in his time, and the town is considered the most prolific area. That is being held with a discussion and cocktail party on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the gallery above the House of Books. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and, of course, nightly dinner specials. Interlaken Inn is also found on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 29,260.81, the NASDAQ at 10,802.92, and the S&P 500 at 3655.04. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.